Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
I'm James from Vectis Radio, and welcome to the 4P's Takeover for this week. We have a weather report by Ophelia, news by Jasper. Also, we have obscure holidays, celebrity birthdays, and a cinema guide. Now sit back and enjoy the 4P's Takeover.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 3. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 7, lows of 2. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 7, lows of 5. Thursday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 7. And Friday we can expect light rain, showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 6. That's it for your weekly weather. Stay tuned to Vectis Radio FM 104.6.
Local news this week, plans to submit an application for a gravel quarry in Wootton have been delayed until the new year. Residents have raised concerns over access to the proposed site off Palmer's Farm. Island company White Building Materials is seeking permission to extract material to ensure it can continue to supply materials to the local construction industry. The firm says a successful application would also protect around 40 jobs at White Building Materials, as well as reduce the need to import sea-dredged construction materials from the mainland. A series of public meetings have taken place, attended by representatives from the company. One issue identified has been how lorries access and exit the site, and it is this area that White Building Materials is now looking at in particular. Steve Burton, White Building Materials General Manager, said, "We have said all along that we are keen to work closely with the community in developing this plan, and this remains the case." Meanwhile, two trains per hour will start running on the Island line from tomorrow, but only during peak periods. The changes come following mounting pressure from commuters who criticised Southwestern Railway's one train per hour service. The service uplift is designed to cater to local schools in the new year, and once current restrictions lift, commuters representing a stepping stone towards the full half-hourly service which Southwestern Railway is committed to deliver. Since the Island line reopened on November the 1st, Southwestern Railway have run one train per hour to match low customer demand, synchronise with the scaled back ferry timetable, and make the return to service as smooth as possible. Having bedded in an effective and efficient service, Southwestern Railway is now in a position to increase the number of trains during the peak. Finally, a survey has been launched on plans to reduce opening hours at Lord Louis Library in Newport. This follows a full council decision last February to reduce the library service budget. A consultation is now taking place to ask users their views on the plans to meet this decision. "We are asking your views on the proposal to reduce the opening times of Lord Louis Library Newport from 6 days a week to 5. This is the same as Ryde Library opening hours. Current staffing levels will remain through the new opening hours. Wednesday is the day that has the fewest visitors during the week. Closing on this day means the library is available for other community activities. This would achieve a saving of £25,000 per year. The consultation at iow.gov.uk will run until midnight on Friday the 11th of February 2022. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I have some Christmas jokes for you. What does the Grinch do with a baseball bat? Hit a gnome and runs. What do you call a broke Santa Claus? Saint Nicholas. What do you call a kid who doesn't believe in Santa? A rebel without a cause. And finally, why did Frosty ask for a divorce? Because his wife was a total flake. That's it from Ophelia. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Cameron Moore, who's a TV actor. Robson Green, who's a TV actor. And Rachel Griffiths, who's a TV actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
This is Jasper with a recipe for rainbow pizzas. You will need 2 plain pizza bases, 6 tablespoons of passata, 400 grams of mixed red and yellow tomatoes sliced, 75 grams of sprouting broccoli, stems finely sliced, 8 green olives, pitted and halved, which is optional, 150 grams of mozzarella cherries, 2 tablespoons of fresh pesto, and a handful of fresh basil leaves to serve. Step 1. Heat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius or 160 degrees Celsius for fan oven or gas mark 4. Put each pizza base on a baking sheet and spread each with half of a passata. Arrange the tomatoes on top in rings or wedges of colour and add the broccoli and the olives if using. Squish the mozzarella cherries a little before dotting them over the pizzas and drizzle 1 tablespoon of pesto over each. Step 2. Bake for 15 to 20 minutes or until the top is bubbling and just starting to brown a little. Scatter over the basil leaves before serving. In local news this week, the mayor of East Cowes has resigned after only 7 months in office and stepped down from the town council. Michael Paylor said he was met with a lack of enthusiasm over projects he brought forward for the council, like the Jubilee Sustainable Garden, as a reason for his departure. The council clerk said Councillor Paylor felt his commitments in other areas were increasing and was unable to give the time he feels necessary to the town council. He was previously on East Cowes Town Council before, but resigned in August last year, instead turning his efforts towards being the coordinator of the town's COVID support hub. Councillor Paylor was voted in as mayor in May following his successful election campaign to once again represent the Osborne ward. Speaking of his resignation, Councillor Paylor, who was recently co-opted onto Cowes Town Council, said East Cowes Town Council did not get behind his ideas and as a result, they were getting nowhere. Meanwhile, more volunteers are needed to bolster the local fight against Omicron, and you could be a part of it. Have you got a few hours to spare over Christmas? Would you like to do something new? Booster jabs will be offered to everyone over 18 in England from this week. This means the opening times and numbers of jabs given per day will be significantly increased, and more volunteers are needed. The island is seeking more volunteer marshals as part of the Omicron emergency response. Community Action Isle of Wight is coordinating for volunteers. Register your interest by completing the form at www.communityactionisleofwight.org.uk. Finally, the empty former ATS site on South Street in Newport is to be given a new lease of life. The centrally located site opposite Morrison's never reopened as ATS after the first lockdown. The site has been sold and will be reopening as Elite Garages in 2022. Elite Garages is a family-run business and Newport will be its 16th garage workshop location and first Isle of Wight one. Elite Garages said it sees huge potential in the Newport site and the team is excited to be expanding to the island. A spokesperson said, Elite Garages pride ourselves in being a local garage who deliver the personal touch you would expect from a family business. That's all, I'm Jasper Hickox-O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Cameron Moore, who was born in 1986, who's 35. Robson Green, who was born in 1954, who's 57. And Rachel Griffiths, who was born in 1968, who's 53. That's it for your famous birthdays. We'll have some more for you next weekend. Stay tuned to Vectis Radio 104.6 FM.
This is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Games Day on the 20th of December is a perfect opportunity to play your favourite game and have some fun. Playing games is a terrific way to just sit back, relax and have some fun with family and friends, as generations of people all over the world would agree. After all, what better way to escape from the stresses of everyday life than to play a game of draughts, dominoes, mahjong or backgammon? It's something that we all appreciate regardless of where we live, and it's a day that truly brings us all together. Number 2. Short Story Day on the 21st of December could be an opportunity for you to explore a new talent or create something you're pleased of. You do not need to have written anything previously to begin writing today. Everyone must begin somewhere. To become a writer, all you need is a pen and paper or a laptop, and the decision is up to you. So whether you have a tale needing to be told, a creative streak, or a wonderful concept that isn't long enough for a book but needs to be written down, don't wait till next year to commemorate this day. Number 3. Roots Day on the 23rd of December emphasises the importance and meaning of family during the Christmas holidays. Many people are indifferent in their ancestors' origins unless they delve deeper into the subject. Christmas is usually spent with family, so it's only natural that a holiday honouring ancestors falls around the same time. For hundreds of years, people have been travelling to all corners of the globe in pursuit of a better place to live and raise their families. As a result, it's understandable that everyone would discover something fascinating about their own family history. And finally, number 4. Thank You Note Day on the 26th of December is a great event that makes spending time with loved ones a lot more joyful, fun, and most of all, happy. Thank you notes are silent, but they are full of meaningful words. They've been around for as long as anyone can remember, if not longer. So continuing the practice of commemorating this day is simple if we take the time. It's a chance to spend time with friends and family and to express gratitude for the gifts they've given us and the compassion we all share day after day. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are the last posting dates if you want something to get there before Christmas Day. All international posting dates are now gone, so if you post something, it will arrive after Christmas Day. You will have to post on the 21st of December or earlier if you are going with First Class Signed 4, Royal Mail 24, and Royal Mail Tract 48. You'll have to post on the 22nd or earlier if you're using Royal Mail Tract 24, and you'll have to post on the 23rd or earlier if you're going with Special Delivery Guaranteed. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio. Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and this is the films that will be on this week. For Cineworld in Newport, there is Spider-Man No Way Home, West Side Story, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Encanto, Ghostbusters Afterlife, House of Gucci, Elf, and Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas. For the Commodore Cinema in Ryde, there is Spider-Man No Way Home, West Side Story, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Encanto, and A Boy Called Christmas. For more details on these films, go to the cinema websites. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
This is Jasper with the obscure word of the week. This week's word is obstreperous. It is spelt O-B-S-T-R-E-P-E-R-O-U-S. It is an adjective which can mean two things, marked by unruly or aggressive noisiness, or stubbornly resistant to control. It can be used in the sentence, they can be very demanding, obstreperous and ungrateful. It originated from the Latin word obstrepere, from ob, which means against, followed by strepere, which means to make a noise. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Thanks for watching the 4P's Takeover this week. I'm James.
I'm Ophelia.
I'm Blake.
I'm Sai.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4P's course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.